sweet friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Love Your Bod Pod. I'm your host. I am Kara Corinne Cifelli. I'm a certified health coach, a life coach, a breathwork facilitator. And on this podcast, we talk all about how to heal your relationship with food and your body so that you can be who you want to be and live the life you most desire to live. And I know that as of late, podcast episodes have been very inconsistent, and I apologize for that. It's definitely not the best thing for consistent growth of a podcast listener base. I am so well aware of that, and I am trusting that it'll all work out and it'll all be okay. That recently I've been following my inspiration and I've been posting when I have felt inspired and when it has felt really good and in alignment. And it's possible that we will get back to consistent regular posting at some point in the future, but I just don't know yet. I apologize for that. And I wanted to be transparent and just let you know. And I'm also aware that maybe that really sucks and is disappointing for you. And if that's the case, I am sorry. And I'm also appreciative that you are enjoying listening to the podcast. If you are listening to it, thank you for being here. It means a lot to me. Today's podcast episode, we are going to be talking about a conversation that was had inside my breathwork facilitation program. So I am about a month away from finalizing my certification, and my mentor had this conversation with us on one of our calls, and it left me feeling very inspired and expansive. It really got me thinking about things in my life, and it resulted in a lot of clarity as well. And it's not a complex conversation, which is amazing. This episode's probably going to be pretty short. And I am hoping that you feel the same after listening to it, after we have this conversation. My hope is that you leave feeling inspired and expansive, even though it might be a little confronting. I think this conversation is also a little confronting. You also kind of have to look at yourself and be like, where's this true for me? So just a heads up around that. But I think this is going to be a great conversation for you guys as well. So let's get into it. Life is hard. Oh, yes. Life is hard. It's really hard. And it's hard for everybody. There is no version of life that doesn't include hard things. None. Now, sure, there is a spectrum of hard. And people's lives have different versions of hard. But still, life is hard. So let's go through a couple of examples here of this. So like being broke, it's really fucking hard. But so is having the financial discipline to invest, to figure out ways to add value so that you make more money. Setting aside the time to learn and develop yourself so that you're promoted or you get hired for a higher paying job, that's also really, really hard. Living in fear, really hard. Trusting that everything is happening as it should, that everything is happening for you, that there's a divine plan, that something greater is coming. That's also really, really hard. Being an entrepreneur, starting a business, taking a risk, putting yourself out there to be judged or potentially have it fail. That's really, really hard. I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you. This thing, owning a business, being an entrepreneur, it's kind of like personal development work on steroids because you don't get to play small and have a successful business. But staying in a job that eats your soul every single day for a paycheck and going through the motions of life, also really, really, really hard. Both are hard. They're different versions of hard. But both are hard. Sitting with uncomfortable emotions, working through the wounds, your past traumas, your emotional pain, so that you are liberated and free is really hard. But distracting yourself from emotional pain, keeping yourself really busy, avoiding, numbing, suppressing, so you don't have to deal with your emotional wounds and trauma, right? And avoiding numbing, distracting through food, over exercise, hating your body, drinking, drugs, gambling, sex addiction, seeking external validation from men, workaholism, right? So that you don't have to feel your emotional pain and heal your wounds and your trauma. That is really, really, really fucking hard. Learning to face your food fears and working through whatever weight and body fears that brings with it is really hard. But restricting your food, which restricts your life, not going to social events, stressed at restaurants, etc., that's really, really hard too. Working to transform your mindset around food, really hard. Obsessively thinking about and tracking food all day long, also really, really hard. Working through recovery, really hard. Living life with an eating disorder, really fucking hard. As Victoria Welsby says, unlearning fat phobia, accepting your body, deprogramming from diet culture is hard as fuck. Getting to the end of your life, realizing you've spent it hating yourself, really, really, really hard as fuck. So which version of hard are you going to choose? You are always going to be faced with choices that are hard, but which version of hard brings you closer to who you want to be, to the life you want to live, to what you want to create and cultivate in your life? There will be hard things that keep you struggling, suppressed, depressed, and anxious. And there are also hard things that are going to lead to a breakthrough, to liberation, to freedom, to ease. What I noticed when my mentor was having this conversation with us was that I've had moments in my life where I've chosen the hard thing that's kept me suppressed and depressed. But I've also had moments in my life where I've chosen the things that have led to liberation, right? So for a long time, I chose my eating disorder. I chose restriction, binge eating, trying to make up for what I ate with exercise, staying at home because I was ashamed of myself. I chose my eating disorder. But eventually, I actually chose recovery, healing, facing my emotional wounds, facing my trauma, facing my fear of carbs and sugar and of my body changing. And that version of hard has led to the life I'm living now, and it was worth the hard. I stayed in a career and jobs that I didn't like for a long time, and that was hard, but it felt safe, it felt familiar, it felt more secure. But eventually I chose the hard thing of leaving that job and starting a business. And now I'm here. So it was worth the hard. So it's really hard to surrender to the process of healing, to recovery or building a business or a thriving relationship, right? Like maybe you're in a relationship that is comfortable and familiar, but it doesn't have the intimacy and the love that you want. And so it might be really hard to stay in that relationship. And it might also really be hard to leave that relationship in hopes of finding a better one, right? Whatever it is for you, right? It's really hard to do that, but it's harder to be in resistance to living a life avoiding the other version of hard because of fear, right? To living a version of life that is familiar, right? But hard. That is keeping you struggling, suppressed, depressed, and anxious. So the women who invest in private coaching with me to heal their relationship with food and their bodies, or the women who invest in the Embodied Rebel Academy to become a coach and have a business like me, that is really, really hard. It takes guts, willingness, courage. It's a time commitment, a financial commitment, a commitment to doing the inner work, to showing the fuck up and stepping into your bigness and doing the thing, facing the fears. It is so hard. But it's a version of hard that leads to liberation, freedom, expansion, a life that you love. So will you choose the upfront hard that leads to evolution? Will you choose the upfront hard that strengthens you, that builds you, that develops you? There is absolutely a beautiful, healthy version of hard that leads to us living in our integrity, living in our truth, living in alignment with our values and who we want to be and what we want to create and what we know to be true. And it is a wildly beautiful thing to fight for that, for your happiness and for what you want. And sure, you can just go with what everyone else wants or expects, or to do what you think you should do or what you're supposed to do, or to just take what you get. Or you can be intentional in going after the thing that you want, even if it's hard, because truly both are hard. And the one that leads to expansion, liberation, and freedom, it takes patience. It takes love. It takes self-love, vulnerability, a willingness, courage, trust, faith, right? When we are faced with our fears, it is hard to give in to them, to collapse, and then to have to live with the reality of not facing them. But it's also hard to rise up and to go for it. But that one might change your life if you do. As Samantha Skelly says, are you going to choose the hard thing that leads to suffering, or are you going to choose the hard thing that leads to liberation? So what are the hard things you're currently faced with? Which hard thing is going to bring you closer to what you want? What will strengthen you? Which one do you want to choose day after day after day? So just take a moment here. Take inventory of your life. Which version of hard have you been choosing? And is there another version of hard that you're willing to choose? And maybe upfront, it is more hard. It is harder. It is more challenging. It is scary. But on the other side of that, is there a breakthrough? You know? And if you're sitting in the fire right now with a certain area of your life, it's your relationship with food and your body. Maybe it's the relationship with your partner or with your family and friends or with your job and your career, right? Whatever it is, are you sitting in the fire with it? And ask yourself, which version of hard have I been choosing? And do I want to choose a different version of hard? Because it's more likely to lead me to where I want to be and who I want to be. So I hope that this little conversation left you feeling as inspired as it left me. It gave me so much clarity, so much to think about, and really invited me to take inventory on which versions of hard I have been choosing. So if you liked this episode, let me know. Shoot me a DM on Instagram at Kara's Kitchen. Share it with a family member or a friend if you liked it. Leave a ratings and review on iTunes or subscribe if you liked it. I hope you liked it. Let me know. I'd love to hear from you. And I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you so much for listening.